This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hi there, everybody. What a happy, exciting day. It's the first day of the NCAA tournament. And I hope you learned this lesson. The lesson is very simple. If you're going to order pizza for your coworkers, understand that they're going to be little bitches about it. And they're going to say, this isn't good enough, or this isn't big enough, or you didn't give me enough pizza. Wah, 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 wah.
Wait, are you talking about pizza or something else?
Well, if you recall, and welcome to the show, Evan and Tiki on the Fan. We got a lot to get to. We'll get you set for the St. John's game later tonight. We'll keep you posted on the tournament. Obviously, the games are on the AM side. We're here on the FM side. There's some baseball to get to, some football to get to. But a few days ago, Tiki and I had a discussion, and that was, hey, should we continue the Mike and the Mad Dog into Mike tradition of bringing pizza for the NCAA tournament? And the concern that both Tiki and I had was nobody works anymore. People are at home.
Especially on the first day of the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Not including the first four, obviously.
That's right.
No disrespect.
Like in 1999 and in 2007, this building or the old building would be packed with people. So we had this discussion on the air, full transparency. I'm afraid we'll buy pizza and there won't be enough. So that was going through my mind earlier this morning when I woke up and said, boy, I should take care of that whole pizza thing. So I decide to go on the little Grubhub app and I find a pizza place that's on my way here to the WFAN studios. And I figure, and this is where you tell me if I'm wrong, I figured three pies seems like a good amount. Mm. Now, let's start right there.
Now,
is that too little, Teak?
It's. Can I back up real quick?
Of course.
Because your first mistake was going to the Grubhub app. Your first mistake was not going to some place that you knew had good pizza.
So here's the problem, Teak. I have no knowledge. It's like asking a child to swim in the deep end.
Okay, you need to go to Yelp then.
Okay.
You need to go. You need to do some investigation. You need to call up everybody who's been around this building or this area
right.
of southern New York for a while and ask, where is the best pizza?
That was
mistake number one.
That is mistake number
one. Mistake number two is going three pies. Because there's some people in here, I don't know, it's not the glass, they'd probably eat a pie by themselves.
Got that, Connor?
That is fair.
So three is definitely not enough.
So my partner, Tiki, calling me out, which is fair. I admit it. I'll take my L's when I need it. But here's where things got dicey. So I order the three pies. I try to be creative about it. I go a little buffalo chicken, a little
delicious
marinara, or whatever the hell it's called.
Margarita.
Yes. See, this is the problem. You brought a child to do an adult's job. So I order the three pies, and it's in the middle of New York City. I'm not going to name the location. They don't deserve any blame. This is just about me and my decisions, and I respect that. But where I was picking up the pizza in the beautiful island of Manhattan, there was no parking. So I pull up right in front. I put those little double blinkers on, also known as hazards, and I sprint to the pizzeria. And I walk in there, and I'm all excited, like, ah, look at me, getting my three pies. Look at me really being nice for the radio station. This is fantastic. No one even asked me to do this. I'm doing this. And I walk in, and these pies were the size of my Mets Bible, the book I wrote. and I see this, and my reaction was, what the hell is going on? But I got to take the pies, and I got to leave because my car is double parked right in front. And I don't want to be the jackass who gets towed or the jackass who gets beaten up because their car is blocking another car. So I take the three pies, I run inside, I come straight to work. And I'm like, all right, I got to figure this part out. I guess I should order more pizza. I don't know. But whatever. I don't know how many people are here. Maybe this will be enough.
Right.
I even jokingly said to my dear, dear friend Sal Licata, I wonder if this is too much pizza. To which that.
And did he laugh at you just like that?
Two-faced Sal looked at me and said, eh, I think it's going to run out. And I'm like, you think so? Little did I know that about 5 minutes later, my dear friend Sal Licata would express his disgust with my pizza selections by first of all saying this.
Like, if you're gonna do it, Ev, do it like a man would. Do it like Mike would. I mean, order some pies for the guys here, for good sake. Three little personal pizzas? I mean, what do we do?
Well, let me start with the personal pizzas. They weren't personal pizzas.
They were definitely bigger than Sal gave him credit for.
Were they big enough? No. Because my first reaction when I went to pick it up was, these are too small. But you can't call it a personal pizza. Mm. That's number one.
No, you can't. Personal pizzas are like bite-sized.
No, these were traditional New York-style medium-sized pies.
Right.
That's what they were.
And you know what also threw me off?
Hold on. Did you order medium or did you order large?
I don't know what the hell I ordered.
He ordered medium. Sean, he ordered medium.
But the only problem I have with that, Tiki, is any pizza place you call, unless, and we don't want to sell this place out, goes with, unless you tell them differently, they're large pies.
You would think they would because that puts more money in their pocket.
Right. So they are assuming large unless you express medium. Did the words medium come out of your mouth?
I'm good. First of all, it was all done via an app, so I didn't say anything.
I gave you two wrongs first. You know, you didn't know the place that you were ordering from.
Right.
Some people eat a pie himself, but three wasn't enough. The last one, maybe not the last one, but the next one, you got to pick up the phone and talk to people.
Now you're right.
It's the problem with our society
these days. You're right.
My wife is this way. She's like, can you just order? I'm like, just call the diner. It's you. They know you. We go there every other weekend. Just pick up the phone and call the diner.
You're not wrong.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
I felt the same way.
Come on.
And the other thing that threw me off was the price. When you buy three pies and it comes out to $98, you figure, those are big-ass pies. Little did I realize they were tiny.
All right, next problem. You got robbed. You didn't say anything about it.
That's why I'm not naming the place. Now, I will give them credit. So I bring the three pies in. I know they're too small. I understand. But I'm also trying to figure out multiple things. A, I'm trying to figure out, is anybody actually going to come to work today? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two,
that's fair.
Where am I now going to get these pies? So luckily, and I do want to thank someone specifically, I got shamed by people. And that's okay. And it's not just Sal on the radio, as you may have heard for the last couple of hours. There were people behind the scenes that came up to me and said, Evan, we really appreciate the fact that you bought pizzas, but what the F? So I enlisted someone who works here, a guy who's a legend around here. He used to work with Joe B, used to work with me and Joe B, used to work with Mike, mm-hmm. the great Ray Martell, who
was my first producer.
He was your first producer,
mm-hmm.
who I think he would be okay for with me saying this, a little bit of a fat ass.
The only reason he's here today is because it's the first day of the tournament and he expected free pizza. Otherwise, he would be one of these people.
So I went to Ray, I gave him my credit card, and I said, Ray, can you fix this? And Ray said, of course, I'll go out and fix this. So we did get more pies, but that was after taking a beating from my fellow FAN coworkers.
Right.
In fact, Connor, do you have another example of my dear friend Sal Licata turning on me?
Part of me does feel bad only because...
No, you don't.
No, I do only
no,
because...
No, you don't.
BT, trust me, because when I saw him show up with that, I was thinking, what the hell is this? But he's thinking like, oh, here I am supplying the, you know, and I didn't have the heart to say it to his face. But after getting multiple complaints from different sources throughout the building, I felt the need. I had to bring it up on the air.
I'm happy that you did. I could just see him, you know, proud as a peacock, swooping in, the Superman Man saving the day, and now we just got pounded for 8 minutes on his own station.
As he had a slice in his mouth. Dude, proud of a peacock doesn't do it justice. He had a slice in his mouth. He's going, oh, buffalo chicken pizza. Daniel McCarl was walking around. He goes, oh, go grab some pizza. And I'm thinking, if she grabs some pizza, we're going to be out in 10 minutes.
The reason I was so proud is because the pizza tasted good. So despite me being ripped off, and despite it being smaller than I thought, like, that buffalo chicken, and I only had one slice, okay? So it's not like I pigged out. Poor Sean had zero slices.
Mm. That's not true.
You actually had time to get slices?
I had two slices.
Oh, you did? Of the old pizza? Of the first pizza or the new pizza?
Because despite popular belief, there was still plenty of pizza I arrived at 12:40 today.
Well, that's not bad. You know what? That makes me feel better. So it wasn't all gone before the game started.
No.
Which pizza did you have? Did you go buffalo chick?
No, the only thing left was the margarita, which is a favorite of mine. The tomato's good on it, not a lot of extra sauce. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The pizza tasted good. So the reason, because Sal is telling the truth, that I was kind of peacocking a little bit, was because I was like, damn, I picked some good pizza.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I believe that Ray Martell has wasted money on your credit card.
Why is that?
The pizza he has since ordered is just sitting there because it is, to quote me, unedible.
Really?
It is awful.
Is it like, you got to cheese bad?
You got to see the undercarriage is as pasty as my butt cheek on a February afternoon.
They didn't even fry it.
It is brutal looking.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not going to complain anyway because you shouldn't have had to do that to begin with, Ev.
I bet Ray said, you got to get it here right away. This is an emergency. It needs to be here immediately. And as a result, they just kind of baked it.
Well, that's disappointing because part of my strategy when I handed my credit card blindly to Ray Martell was, I'm going to give it to an expert. Like, I heard a caller earlier to the Midday Show who actually defended me by ripping Sal, saying, hey, Sal, you're an Italian. You should have taken care of this yourself. He didn't use these words, but I will. Don't let a child like Evan, who knows nothing about food, handle this kind of business. Which he's right about. And that's why I even said to Ray, handle this. I'm going to be the money guy. Like, I'm the owner of the baseball team. Like, I'm Steve Cohen hiring David Stearns. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the head of St. John's saying, here's Rick Pitino, take the job. I'm going to give my money to somebody who's smart, go take care of it. And honestly, that's the lesson I learned. The lesson I learned is, from now on, it's going to be you, Sean, because you're plumpish. I'm just going to hand you my credit card and say, take care of business.
Evan, I would have no problem doing this. For the record, again, I'm still kind of fresh and we're from vacation. I had no idea you were doing this, which I think was a great gesture. I thought you took way too many slings and arrows. There are a couple things that have bothered me about this.
Go ahead.
I heard it from Sal in one of those clips, and I've heard it a lot in the newsroom. Well, you know, when Mike was here, this is like saying if George was still alive, what would the Yankees do?
Mike ain't here.
With all the respect to Mike, he ain't here. It's a new world. It's a new world we're living in. And when Mike was here, there would be people I didn't even know who worked here who fled downstairs to rob Mike of his wallet just to eat his free pizza. So get that take out of here. Number two, yeah, Sal can't complain. The fat asses like Pete Hoffman can't complain if they're the ones gobbling it down, telling you there's too little or it's not good enough or they didn't reach in their pocket.
Right. You didn't have to spend $12 for lunch today.
And lastly, people know who people are. Evan, you're a great broadcaster. You're a great sports talk host. You're not an entertainer. We've been over this. You don't know how to cook your own food. Mm. Your father-in-law does it for you.
Right.
It's just not your strength.
Right. When we go to socialize at sporting events, you sit in the corner.
Yeah, and you've said it numerous times.
Half a light beer.
You know, me and Tiki come off weekends, and it'll be so-and-so was at our house over the weekend. Evan, that's not the life you live, and you shouldn't apologize for that. You're not an entertainer. You're an entertainer on a microphone. You're not an entertainer in terms of that. Putting you in charge of that is setting you up to fail. You did a good gesture, and somebody like Sal Licata talking out of his ass screwed you publicly, and I don't appreciate it. Next time, let me and Tiki handle it. You want to pay? Great. I'll put the card in. There'll be more than enough pies here the right size.
Well, thank you, Sean. That was very nice of you.
What are we doing here?
I do agree that, unfortunately, at this radio station, I had to step up and be the guy, and I'm ill-equipped because I know nothing about food. I know nothing about, like, being an entertainer in terms of come over my house, here's some great food. In fact, my wife hates it because she knows I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
I don't talk to people, or at least I try to talk to people, and then things are very awkward.
This is what you get for not consulting me, Evan.
Yeah, that was the other thing I screwed up.
Now,
because You were taking some shrapnel, like, what about Tiki? What about Tiki? Let me publicly defend Tiki Barber.
I was running 3 miles and doing squats and deadlifts.
I know.
I didn't know any of this was going on.
The opposite of pizza.
I never reached out to you to say, hey, T, can you help me? I was doing it all on my own. I didn't want to bother you. So you deserve no shrapnel here because the only conversation we had about pizza was on the radio 2 days ago.
Right.
And then you probably forgot about it.
Evan,
I actually did forget about it.
And let this be a life lesson.
I didn't do my bracket. I actually put the bracket in until about 3 hours ago.
Well, that's, you beat some people. Evan, going forward, simple rule to live by. At a minimum, you just got to do the math of an average of 2 slices per person. Before you see it, you know how many people were working. Mm-hmm. You knew there were 4 today. You knew there were 4 in the midday show, and you knew there were bosses. At a minimum, bare minimum, you're talking about 4 pies. So that's where you screw
all
up
right
there.
I now know for the future. We'll get to your calls because I know that this situation I have faced is something that a lot of people have also faced.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
There's an expectation
well,
of you.
You must be popping in.
To supply food, to supply pizza, to supply something for a big Super Bowl party, for a big NCAA tournament party. And for whatever reason, you think you did a good job, and everyone thinks you're a jackass. We'll get to your calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, while ripping me, something absolutely egregious was said about pizza. We address it. We also try to figure out why Sean Morash, and I did not know this until today, why does Sean Morash hate St. John's and is rooting for their, basically, their hell to face them tonight in a historic upset? We will get to the bottom of it.
Jeez.
Plus, we explore Josh Hart deciding to make excuses last night for the Knicks' no-show effort.
Plus, a Yankee bat has been taken off the market.
Plus, a Yankee bat is off the market. There is a lot to get to on this NCAA tournament day one Thursday. Well, I'm telling you, I'm taking a beating from Dolph Kramer, too. He comes here during the commercial break saying,
why did it take you so long to order the new pies?
Meanwhile, after I bring in these 3 pies of pizza, which I thought was nice, thought I was doing an okay thing, I realize how small it is. Me and Ray Martell, who works here, I give him my credit card. I said, Ray, make this right. Like, he's my fixer. Make this right. He goes out and orders a lot of pizza, and the reviews I'm getting is that the pizza sucks.
You gotta be kidding me.
So I asked someone else who's more of an expert on stuffing food down their mouth to make the situation right, and they make it worse. So that's the situation we're in on this wonderful Thursday. Keeping an eye on the tournament, Creighton's up by 12 with less than a minute to go, so the 9-seed Creighton is going to advance. Houston's all over SIU Edwardsville about 10 minutes in that game. But the game I'm keeping an eye on is Purdue High Point.
Mm-hmm.
High Point is the 13 seed. Purdue is the 4 seed. And with about 8 minutes to go, that's a 6-point game in favor of Purdue. So you can keep it right here. We'll keep you posted. On the AM side, we are broadcasting some of these games. But we'll keep you posted throughout the day. Sean's got all the games on at the NCAA tournament desk, right? Your NCAA tournament desk,
yes,
is all set up?
We're all set up here.
All right, very good.
Is that constituted breaking news if we get a major upset?
No, because we're going to be updating it constantly.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's glass-breaking worthy.
Right, unless the 116, which we get later.
Yeah, and I don't think we're getting any 116 upsets. And I'm telling you right now, I don't want any 116 upsets. Because it's fun in the moment, but then the next day when you have to watch Alabama State play again, that's when you realize, like, none of this was worth it.
Tell that to all the SIU Edwardsville alums.
I will. Let's get to some of your phone calls, because there are people mad at me, and there are some people defending me, which I appreciate. 888-808-1019 is the number. Let's go to Andrew in Eastchester. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to defend you, and here's why. Tiki, longtime Giants fan. I've got an autographed picture of you on my wall. It was a gift from my late mom. Sean, I love you because I'm a fellow fat guy. I lay the blame at the feet of the two of you. You're both adult men. Tiki, you're an alpha male. Sean, you're a plus size male. Evan is a child. Children can't order pizza.
I didn't know we were doing it. It's a great point.
I didn't know we were doing
it. I'm a child. You're a
I'm a baby.
You're a plus size talk show host. You're a future Hall of Fame running back. What are you guys doing?
We didn't know you were doing this.
All you had to do, I mean, there's a guy that lives in my town. His name is Rick Furio.
Yes.
He's at the Brook Lake Country Club, so I know him for a while. There is a pizza restaurant 3 blocks from here.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's called Adore Lay. It's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. I've been there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We could have had this taken care of with spades, man.
Plus wings.
Just call a brother, man.
That's what I'm doing next year. I'm just calling you. Exactly. Sammy is in Queens. How are you, Sammy?
Hey, Evan. What's going on?
What's up?
First of all, Tiki, you and Ron Johnson were my men.
Ron was the best, man. I love that guy.
Yes.
Passed away way too soon, but good dude.
Yes. And Evan, you worked with Craig Cotton for a couple of years.
That is true.
Joe's Pizza in the West Village or Prince Street Pizza, you guys got every Friday.
I know.
I don't get it.
What did you forget?
Thank you, Sammy. I love Craig, so I don't want to bash Craig at all, because it isn't a bash, but can I just be honest?
What, you didn't like him?
No, I love Craig.
I'm talking about the places he picked.
No, the pizzas were unbelievable. They were, absolute smoke shows. They were fantastic. Craig had an ability to get the pizzas for free. I don't have that ability, nor am I trying that. Like, I'm literally saying, here's my credit card, take my money. And Craig and others, and I give them credit for this, it's not a knock, they had the ability to somehow get free pizza. Mm. I'm not a free pizza kind of guy, just like I'm not a free sporting event kind of guy, as you can see by my season ticket bill. You know what I mean?
Even though you let Lukey go for free all the time.
That's him going for free.
Yes.
Did Lukey know you were ordering these pizzas today because he's out?
No idea.
Okay.
Why would he know? He's not even here today.
Because if he knew, and this was something previously discussed, then he sandbagged me and Tiki by knowing you'd fail.
No, so the only...
Lukey!
Sounds like something Lukey would do.
100%.
Totally. Connor would never do that. Lukey would definitely do that.
He would. The only discussion we had, for anyone who listens to Evan and Tiki every day, and we do appreciate that, was 2 days ago, on the air, we talked about, should we get pizzas in the WFAN tradition? And we talked about it. And our worry, both you and I had the same worry, that no one comes to work anymore, will anyone really appreciate it?
Right.
And that was the discussion. And we never set up a plan after that. By the way, there was something else that happened in the course of me getting blasted that I thought was a major, major faux pas. A major, major faux pas. And coming up at about 2:45, you will hear it. I think it is a crime against pizza manatee, and maybe even worse than anything I did. But we'll get to that coming up. Mary is calling from Long Island. How are you, Mary?
What's up, Mary?
Well, how are you? How many people were you ordering pizza for, may I ask?
The problem was, Mary, unknown. I don't know how many people were going to be here, so it was a mystery on how many people would partake in pizza eating.
You know, initially I was going to say, you know, would your wife have minded if you called her and asked her advice? But now I'm thinking, you should have called your mom. I met your mom once. I'm sure your wife is wonderful too, but your mom, oh my God.
I don't know what she would have said.
She would have made some pizzas.
I don't know what she would have said if I called my mom. Like, if I said, all right, Mom, how many pizzas should I order? I have to be honest with you. She probably would have gone on the smaller end.
Right. Well, she would have asked you the same question Mary asked you. Yeah. Well, how many are you getting it for? How many people? And you would have said, I don't know. And she would have said, yeah, three's good.
You know what? I think so. I think my mom or my wife would have probably put me in the same amount of trouble. Mm-hmm. Now, many people are asking this question, including a buddy of mine who just texted me this. And I even heard Sal say this on the air. Does Evan need to take an L? And obviously around these parts, we don't just take L's by saying, hey, I'm taking an L. We actually have physical L's that are worn as punishments. So in your humble opinion, this pizza calamity, as some may call it, of me not getting enough and it being too small and blah, 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 is that L wearing worthy?
Well, Connor will be proxy for Lugie because he's gambling, I'm assuming, right now.
Yes.
So, Sean, you and I and Connor need to have a discussion really quickly.
Okay.
Do we believe that people in the newsroom are aggrieved? Or do they feel satiated? Satisfied?
I don't know what either of those words mean.
Are they happy that they have pizza?
I think that they are looking for something to complain about, but deep down they're happy they're with pizza.
All right. So, with that being said, he can't wear the L.
If people
were mad and they were hungry and they thought they were getting pizza and then they didn't get any pizza and they're walking, they come in there and the boxes are empty and it's like, oh, I can't eat. What am I, Cookie Monster? Just going to eat the box instead of the pizza itself? then you would have to take the L because people would be dissatisfied. I think people are bitching because they're bitches, but they're, I don't think they're actually dissatisfied.
They're
so no L for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. And I think anybody that ate a slice and complained, or I'm just going to say it, makes anywhere in the six-figure range that complained without reaching into their pocket.
Right. Or should, go buy your own. One, go get your own pizza. Yeah,
they should be the ones wearing the L's.
Yes.
Sorry.
Wow.
I will say workplace morale is pretty low out there, so I think you might have to take an L as a result of that.
You know,
people are very upset. They're very upset today.
I think they're upset because they just want to be upset.
And they're also upset because they came to work on a Thursday.
That's
for the first time in a long time.
They'd rather be watching the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they'd rather be doing what Loogie's doing, which is literally taking off, being in Atlantic City, and not having to worry about it.
Exactly. Connor, you're outvoted. Sorry I ask you.
What loyalty you guys have. I really appreciate that. You are foxhole guys.
I'll see you in the 300 level at Citi Field.
Can't wait, bro. Let's go to Mike in Bayside. What's up, Mike?
Hey, about the pizzas, first of all, you're all wrong. You're Tiki, you just called everybody in the office a bitch, even though, first of all, I loved you on Housewives. You were amazing on that.
Thank you. Speaking of.
When you're doing a tailgate, or, I don't know, speaking of, when you're doing a tailgate or any kind of party, you times it by 10. You should have got 10 pizzas, and for Dove...
But hold on, Mike, the problem is we didn't know how many people were going to be here. So, like...
Doesn't matter. You overdo it. They were actually talking about pizza party this morning on the morning show. I caught that.
Why didn't they order pizza and leave it? That's what they should have done.
I don't know. I think it's like the afternoon show responsibility dating back to Mike Francesa. And Mike Francesa would have never bought three pies. He would have bought 10 or 20 pies.
Because
everyone in the whole building
would
have the price.
Here's the thing with the whole
including
Mike.
Dough.
Here's the
you got to get kosher pizza.
I understand.
That's a good point, Mike.
The thing that's off about the Mike comparison, number one is...
What a gutless move.
More people were around when Mike was around, like especially when you go back to the Astoria days. There were just more people. And there weren't people taking off Thursdays and Fridays the way it is now. And number two, and people are leaving this out, we are deeply honored to be working at Afternoon Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Really are. And even later today, we have another episode of WFAN Flashback. We're going to play a classic moment from Afternoon Drive history in WFAN. We are privileged to be working in Afternoon Drive. But let me take you behind the curtain a little bit. If you guys think we're making what Mike made, you got another thing coming.
Right. I think if we added up our three salaries, we still wouldn't even get to Mike.
No, you're right.
It wouldn't even get to half of it.
You're right.
So for every...
I'm the best there is.
I agree. So for everyone who's like, well, Mike would have done that... It was a little bit different.
And he probably got him free, like Craig.
That may be true. I didn't even think about that. I take that for granted all those years.
I don't think he did, but nonetheless.
I don't think he did either. But we can go with it. We can just assume maybe it happened. By the way, Ray Martell, come in here for a second. So Ray Martell is a guy who's been at this station for a very long time. Yeah, come on in. I got to read you the riot act. I handed Ray my credit card and said, make this right, which I appreciate. People are upset that the quality of pizza you got sucks. Can you defend yourself on this?
It's my guy Antonio.
You're throwing him under the bus?
Hey, right. I think he makes great pizza. I loved it.
Everyone else thinks it tastes like cardboard.
Oh, that's them.
I gave you a blank check. You could have gotten
it. All right, so you give me a blank check. Okay, fine. Give me a blank check. If I would have came back with, you know, the I could pick, you know, the most god-awesome pizza out there, all
yes,
right?
Yes,
and all of a sudden you get the bill, you would have been like, oh, I didn't say Ray could spend that much money.
Hold on.
You would be.
Tom Izzo, get onto a microphone. Tom Izzo, he does a great job behind the scenes, and I know it is not the head coach of Michigan State. Tom was in the room with us when I handed Ray the credit card. Did I ever put a cap on how much Ray could spend?
No, man, he gave you a golden ticket. You blew it. You blew
thank,
it.
Thank
he
you.
He gave you a blank check.
I
Ray.
Said I was not going to spend a lot because I was a friend of yours and didn't want to do that. And it's good pizza. I like it. And other people like it. The people I brought it to that were, you know, didn't want to walk down here to embarrass themselves because I don't mind doing it, they loved it. So, you know what? Everybody's got pizza. My bracket's doing well. It's a great day.
Right. Thank you, Ray. I do appreciate it. Ray Martell, ladies and gentlemen. But he did have a golden ticket, is. He could have done anything with that.
Ray, you screwed us. You screwed everybody at WFAN. You screwed the history of the fan.
Wow.
You stepped on tradition, Ray. You really got us, Ray.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you.
The great Tom Izzo. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up,
man?
Listen, Evan, I got to come to your defense a little bit. I think I can't get on you for you know, making that effort. It was a doing the right thing. I think based on your food history, however, you know, the lack of tip in a suite and things like that, and going to a site to order pizza. I mean, you gotta have a personal pizza guy. I mean, everybody does. You gotta have a personal pizza guy.
You're right. By the way, I still take heat for the tip in a suite story. I will go to my grave defending myself on this. There was a suite. I was not the host of the suite. I was not the owner of the suite. I was in a suite, and somehow I got blamed for not tipping in said suite.
No,
a suite that I had no control over.
Was the owner of the suite with you?
I don't even know.
Oh, so then you don't know? Then it's not your responsibility.
I only got heat.
You're just a guest.
I was a guest. I only got heat because Boomer put it on me, and once he said it, it just became fact.
Yeah.
But I still get heat for that kind of story. And trust me, there's a lot of things I deserve heat for. Like, I heard a caller earlier today ripping me for bringing a tuna sandwich to a Met game or a Brooklyn Nets game. That's all real. That's all legit. I own that. I completely own that. No question. By the way, it is now 2:38. Can we now discuss the most egregious thing that happened here at WFAN today? You think it had to do with me and pizza? You're dead wrong. Because I promise you this, when we come back, you will be aggrieved. Plus, we'll find out why Sean Morash hates St. John's. 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki on a very busy Thursday in New York City. The first few hours of the NCAA tournament, here's what we've seen. Creighton beat Louisville by 14. They were three-point underdogs, so a mild, mild upset. Houston, as the number one seed, is up 24 at the half. Or 24 close to the end of the first half against SIU Edwardsville. Wisconsin's up by 6 early second half against Montana. And High Point got it close against Purdue, but a 9-point lead with a minute and a half to go for the Boilermakers. So it looks like they'll avoid a 4-13 upset. So earlier today, while I was being ridiculed for not getting enough pizza or the right pizza, something was said that really jumped into my ear. I heard it and I said, this sounds crazy to me. But Sean Morash is more of an expert when it comes to food, when it comes to pizza. So obviously your opinion on this will matter more than even I. Because what do I know? But it was something that was said between BT and Sal. I'm vamping for a little bit because Connor isn't here right now and he needs to pay the clip.
Oh, no.
I apologize. I think you needed to go to the bathroom. You want to know why? The pizza's going right through him.
No, it's not that bad.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe it is.
But something was
said. Glad I didn't have it and brought my own lunch.
Well, I kind of assumed you were never going to eat pizza because you're such a healthy guy.
Well, I mean, I eat pizza.
How often do you eat pizza?
Well, the thing is... We have cauliflower pizza.
Oh, the healthy stuff.
We have the healthy pizza at home. Every now and then when the kids order it for some party or something, we have friends over and it's just there. I'll have a slice of it, but not a ton.
Yeah, not a ton. That's what I thought. So BT and Sal, while criticizing me and criticizing the pizzas I brought, were talking about one specific pizza I brought, which was a buffalo chicken pizza. Here is the exchange. And here is the egregious thing that was said by our good friend, Brandon Tierney.
Do you believe that there was a calculation on his part to get the buffalo chicken pizza, which I think is un-American and should be illegal, that by bringing this in, he knew he wasn't bringing in three, he was bringing in two, because he was the only one who would eat the other one.
Now, forget the conspiracy theory that I literally brought buffalo chicken in so no one would eat it, and I would.
Well, do you like buffalo chicken pizza?
I love buffalo chicken.
Okay, so then you're ordering pizza with your money. You should get what you like.
Absolutely. But did Brandon say that buffalo chicken is un-American?
Well, buffalo chicken pizza
is un-American?
I would doubt that.
It's the best.
So many different varieties of pizza these days.
That's to me a top three pizza.
Let's go to
if not number one.
Let's go to the expert, Sean.
Is BT okay up in Rhode Island? And I understand the times have changed, right? It's not the 70s in Brooklyn anymore where it's plain sausage, pepper. We have evolved as a society in 2025 where still the most popular pizza, I think, in the world is cheese, plain, whatever you want to go with.
Sure,
number two is buffalo chicken.
You say it's number two?
It's jumped up the rankings to number two, and it's generational, right? Any 20-something, 30-something-year-old loves buffalo chicken. It is the slice, if you're going in to just get slices, that flies off besides plain the most. And any good pizza owner will tell you that. It is not traditional, so I think somebody like BT probably overlooks it. But I'm telling you right now, BT's young son growing up, buffalo chicken will be a staple order in his house forever.
That's what I thought. Like, personally, I love buffalo chicken pizza.
Give me the meat. I want the meat.
If I'm doing, like, a personal ranking, it's number one for me. Now, I understand it's not number one in America. I think the number one pizza in America is pepperoni.
Without a doubt,
pepperoni. I think that's clearly the most popular.
Sometimes they don't cook it well enough, so you got to, once you get it home, you got to put your oven on broil and let it broil. The top of the cheese gets a little bit more crispy, and then the pepperoni start to curl up a little bit. That's ideal.
Oh, absolutely. But I would think, like, if I said... I'm trying to think of another pizza. Like, the stuff in Hawaii. What is that?
Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian pizza.
Pineapples.
Pineapples don't belong on pizza. Like, if you want to kill that, I get it. But buffalo chicken feels American.
It's kind of a great contradiction.
Yeah, the sweet and salt.
Yeah.
Really?
It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Have you never had it?
I've had it, and my reaction when I had it was, this doesn't make sense.
It blows your mind. Mm. Either way, look. There are a generation of people who love pepperoni, sausage, and meatball, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
The generations change. The Yankees allow beards now. Is that un-American? Buffalo chicken is a pie.
Depends. It's a generation thing.
I actually think it would be more of a stunner if you got multiple different types of pie and buffalo chicken wasn't one of them to call you then un-American for not
doing it. Thank you. All right. Well, here's the good news. BT will join the show later. I don't know how much St. John's we're actually going to talk about now because we may just be arguing about buffalo chicken pizza. But BT is up in Providence, and he will join us later on in the show. But that caught my ear because I heard that, and I was like, wait a second. All the criticisms are somewhat fair, decently fair, but calling buffalo chicken pizza un-American, that felt un-American.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. No, you come on, dude. Buffalo chicken's freaking awesome. And that was the only slice of pizza I actually had. I took one slice, I went back into the office, and then it disappeared. And like you said, I think it was the first pie that went away.
Yes, it's always the first pie gone. It's always the first pie gone.
Mm. If you had to do top five pizzas off the top of your head, not an official Cinco,
no
quickly,
problem.
How would you rank it?
Buffalo chicken would be number one.
Wow.
A number two would be a chicken marsala slice. A number three would be a sausage slice. Number four would be that Brooklyn grandma slice, you know, the square that has the sauce. Uh-huh. And number five for me would be the margarita, where it's the flat mozzarella with the tomato.
Interesting. When I used to work at Sirius Satellite Radio, right near Rockefeller Center, for anyone who knows the location, near Radio City Music Hall, I would get out of doing my show at about 11 o'clock at night, and I would be starving because I did not properly kind of eat throughout the day. And there used to be a pizzeria right across the street. I would go in there and I would order the sausage, bacon, and pepperoni pizza.
My man.
And every time I had it, I thought to myself, tonight's the night I die. Mm. Tonight's the night I have the heart attack. It's probably the unhealthiest thing in the world. And I would never even have it again because it's so over the top unhealthy that even when you're doing something unhealthy, that feels so wrong.
Right.
But I got to tell you, that was a pizza.
That's. Yeah. I mean, as long as it makes you feel good,
it's
all that matters.
Oh, it made me feel good. All right.
Placed by me does.
That's why pizza, you can't complain about it, because even if it's bad, it's good.
It's always good. I had a good slice in St. Thomas last week. Good slice.
No way.
I got it because my kid wanted it, and I ate it. I was like, not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right, let's get to some of your calls. Dylan's in New Jersey. What's up, Dylan?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
All's good, man.
It's just been a hilarious show, man. The pizza talk is why I called, because whatever. I was just driving around, and first off, I want to say I ran into sports broadcasting legend Paul Dottino earlier today.
How about that, P-Dot? What did P-Dot? Who did P-Dot tell you who the next Giant quarterback's going to be? Did he offer you an opinion?
He did. It's private between me and him. I can't blow up his spot and say the quarterbacks that we talked about. I'll give my own opinion. I think the Giants should definitely look into Jameis Winston. I'm not sure what's up to date with him, but I think he would be.
I got to tell you, Dylan, Jameis is becoming the Jameis is becoming the leader in the clubhouse.
He's becoming the people's choice.
I'm telling you, because he is a people's guy,
no doubt. Paul Dottino is a guy who Joe and I had on every Thursday for years, and I love P-Dot. Sometimes he would annoy us, but most of the time he was just awesome. Okay, and he is a Giant historian. He is a Giant fan, and he's covered the team for a million years. Sean has a real weird relationship with P-Dot because they hated each other for a while, and then they did a podcast together and sort of became friends.
No, we are friends. He hated me. I never hated him.
Okay, I'm just trying to get the facts straight.
And now we are friends, yes.
I am now fascinated, and you need to get us the answer because our last caller did not want to give us the info.
I text with Paul once a week.
Who does Paul Dottino endorse as the next Giants quarterback? I couldn't even guess because he's not a Rodgers guy.
At last check, he was endorsing the guy that's on the roster.
Tommy DeVito?
Now, I will double check.
Wait, what?
Really?
Really?
I know he loved Tommy.
Where's Lukey right now? He'd be freaking out.
Tommy!
But I don't want to speak.
I'm surprised by that.
Now, Paul might have been deeper diving into the draft by now, and that could have been something he was saying. But.
So one thing about Paul, and you guys may remember this from the morning show, and I certainly remember this from interacting with him, is he was the most loyal guy to Eli you could find.
Yeah.
And he was never for drafting a quarterback, even in 2018, and then even in 2019, where he was like, don't get a quarterback. And I remember the morning guys, Gio would put him on every day and say, are the Giants drafting a quarterback? And PDOT would say no every single day. So his loyalty to who's here doesn't surprise me, but I am surprised it would be Tommy DeVito.
So I'm going back through our text. The last time he endorsed a free agent quarterback, that free agent is no longer available.
Who was it?
Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Told me when he heard me talking about Jimmy Garoppolo that I better learn how to duck grenades because he's been pumping Jimmy G for a while.
I think I know what's going on here with PDOT. He was going Italian, wasn't he? Tommy DeVito, Jimmy Garoppolo. That's what was going on. Mike's in Manalapan. How are you, Mike?
Yo, what's up, guys? Hey, Pete, this is the guy with the floating Dable head T-shirt.
Oh, nice. Yes.
What's up, guys? How you guys
doing? Yeah, down in Belmore.
Yeah, down in Belmore. I still tell that story all the time.
That's funny. Yeah, for those who don't know Mike had a shirt with Brian Dable. This is Dabe's first year.
Right.
Dabe's is I don't know, he's at a pool. He's in a pool. He's at his house.
Right.
And so I run into this guy. He has a Dable shirt on. And so I'm like, dude, that is amazing. So I FaceTimed Dabe's.
I remember hearing about this.
And he answered. Dabe's answered. It was awesome.
That's funny. Very cool.
And then
man.
We yelled at each other, you're the man, for like 2 minutes.
Exactly.
Hey, the reason for my call today is somebody's got to slap Sean around. How can you think that Buffalo Chicken Pizza is the best pizza? Like, I understand if you're a little off and you want to eat that crap, but how can you think that that's the best pizza? Like, what the hell's the matter with him?
Mike.
Is it a Marsala slice? Come on.
How old are you, Mike?
Well, get the game, kid.
Mike. Get out of New Jersey, kid, and have some real pizza.
Wait, why does...
Come on, man. What, go to St. Thomas for pizza?
Fair rebuttal.
The water's not good down there. You're right, man.
You really think it's an age thing, Sean?
I do. I really do. I think it's an age thing. I think that there are a lot of people, mid-30s, younger, who... Forget, when we grew up, it was four types of pizza. Buffalo chicken wasn't one until what? You know, the early 2000s?
Yeah.
I think people have grown up with it. Buffalo chicken is a flavor that's huge with everything. I think the majority of people, if you ask them today, hey, pick a pepperoni slice, pick a buffalo chicken slice, and you're of that young generation, you're going buffalo chicken.
I got to put a Twitter poll out now. Mm. Now you got me asking, how should I frame it? Should I just go pep versus buffalo, or should I have other kind of choices in there?
Is there a way to ask it age-wise and trust it?
I was going
to
say, if you're over 40, don't answer this.
Well, that's not going to work.
That's how you have to do it.
I think you just have to trust that Twitter in general is just, it skews younger.
Sure.
So you're going to get, without even asking for it, a younger response.
That's a good point.
But should I frame it as pepperoni versus buffalo, or should I include a few other things? Because we can make it straight up, which pizza do you prefer, pepperoni versus buffalo, just to see how it fares against the preeminent pizza.
Yeah, that's the problem, because if you throw in cheese, people are just going
to
say cheese.
Right. You know what? But I think that's the way to put it. Pepperoni is kind of considered the standard old school variation of different pizza. Buffalo chicken's the new school. I think just put those two.
All right. Which pizza do you prefer? Buffalo chicken pizza, pepperoni pizza? To me, to get a victory here, buffalo chicken's just got to get to 40%. I think if they give you a representable showing, that tells you we're right on the right pace. We'll get back to calls in a minute. Plus, St. John's plays later tonight in a game they should win, a game they have to win. And most of New York, whether you're really into it or you're casually into it, will be watching tonight, rooting on St. John's to knock off Omaha and get to the next round. Well, what have I told you? There's a guy on our staff who wants St. John's to lose. We'll try to figure out
what is my fat ass!
What is causing this feeling of emotion. That's coming up.